as the top vote getter in the 2009 election, Cindy Matsumoto is hopeful that voters think she's done a good job and will reelect her to another term. With leftover signs from the last campaign, she only had to spend about $1,100 this campaign, $300 of that for a single ad in the Park Record. Dubbing herself as the historic chick on the council, Matsumoto is passionate about protecting the historic district. She says it's just now that the city is seeing some progress on the detailed historic inventory of all of the town's old buildings, an inventory she says she pushed to have done. She thinks the city also has to analyze how the 2009 revisions to the historic district guidelines have worked in limiting the mass and scale of old town development.
In the first part of the first couple years, or even the first 3 years of my term, there was very little building going on, and maybe one or so homes were done, and still homes are being done under the old guidelines. And so I think going forward, what we really need to do is to make sure that the historic guidelines are getting the results that we want, are getting the right scale, size and scale that we want, and just preserving homes the way that we want it to. So we need a review of more than just one building.
Concerned by the increasing size of homes being redeveloped in Old Town, the council considered placing a temporary zoning ordinance on combining lots, which allows larger houses to be built, but then scrapped those plans due to public outcry. Matsumoto says she could support smaller lot combinations, which would ensure smaller house sizes.
I would look to keep smaller lot sizes in Old Town. I think that would help with the size and scales of homes.
When it comes to protecting the ski chalets of the 1960s, the A-frame, Matsumoto doesn't stand so firm. While she supports the city doing an inventory of the iconic chalets and thinks the city should offer A-frame homeowners some incentives to keep their homes intact, she doesn't think it should be a mandate.
It's part of the funk of Park City. So, you know, we have the history, but we also have the funk of Park City, and we don't want to lose all that funk either. So I think it is important, and if a resident was willing to preserve their A-frame, I think that we could look at ways that we might be able to help them.
But you don't think the city should tell somebody that they need to preserve
their...
Not
at this time, no.
She also thinks it's important to keep the middle class in Park City and says the council has made efforts to create attainable housing and is taking the lead in bringing more business to the community.
The two ways that you can do that is to create housing and to create jobs that have a livable wage. And so there's been a lot of talk about the middle income housing. And I think we've supported that in Green Park. I think that'll help with some middle income housing in town. And, you know, we've also supported that out at Park City Heights. And I'd like to support it in the Lower Park Avenue redevelopment area also. I think there's a place for some middle income housing there. And then the biggest thing is, I think, bringing jobs, good paying jobs to Park City. I think that the city is working on, and I think we should expand our initiative for broadband and to bring broadband across the whole community. And, high-speed internet is becoming an economic and a social and an educational necessity, and we need to have it available. And so the city should see how they can facilitate that, and that will help our businesses that are here. It'll help bring new businesses here, and it'll help people be able to start up businesses here.
As a council member, she says she has helped develop the city's water quality and quantity. She admits that doing so has come at a cost to residents where their base rates have more than quadrupled in the last 5 years.
Our rates did go up, but, we are a high mountain desert type of environment, and, you know, water costs money. And, I felt it in my pocketbook this year also. And, you know, I can just say that, we also offer a lot of initiatives to help you conserve water. You know, you can get a water audit from Weber Basin, and they can tell you if you're overwatering. You know, I cut back to four days a week every fourth day myself to conserve water and to cut my bill. But, you know, water costs a lot in the West, and we have a very unique water system with so much water coming out of the mines with, it needs to be treated. And it needs to be treated even if we don't use it, because we have to treat it to release it to the streams. And that costs money. And so our water rates did go up.
That's Park City Council candidate Cindy Matsumoto. I'm Leslie Thatcher. KPCW News.